The farm was focused on the role of young people as guardians of ancient civilizations. It gathered nearly 300 elites from around the world working in sectors such as culture, the economy, the academy, media, and public welfare. Yang Yang is the vice president of All China Youth Federation and also the chair of the Athletes Committee for the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympic Games. She calls on young people to better know how the world is connected and understand the importance of their responsibilities towards the future.
Young people, first, they are the future of the earth. And also, I think for young people, they have to understand how important we have to connect with each other as community and talk to each other and help each other working together. So young people have to be here to understand what's going on now and what's their responsibility for the future.
Wang Yuehong, a member of the City Council of Penang Island in Malaysia, encourages governments to invest in their young people today in order to tap into their future potential.
We need to grow the youth and make them understand better what is going on in this world, especially in this region, this Asian and ASEAN regional. And then they can understand within each other and make it maybe doing some good business in a positive way. And people like to say, if you need to grow for the future, you need to grow the people. So I think youth is the targeted group to be grown, to be focused by the governments, no matter which country they are.
Shalina Maya, the regional manager for Asia and the Pacific with United Nations Volunteers, suggests that the contributions of young people are extremely important when it comes to the realization of the UN Sustainable Development Goals.
We need to nurture and celebrate diversity. And I think that the role of youth is really paramount in order to carry forward the values and the civilization, and also to contribute to the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals as were adopted in 2015 by the United Nations. I think the task of the Sustainable Development Goals is extremely big, and we need everyone to participate.
Candid Falk from Hong Kong says that the Conference on Dialogue of Ancient Civilizations has been a great opportunity for people to come together to brainstorm, and he encouraged people from more nations to join in.
So having these events, it's not so much the agenda, but more so the situation or the occasion to brainstorm. I see today a lot of people next to me is a delegate from India. We spoke about our differences and similarities. So it's great that China is taking this initiative, but the key to success is more nations to joining this platform. I think this is important, and today is a great start. And I look forward that moving on the future, more and more countries will join. Maybe it's not just Asia.
For CRI, this is Li Yi.